is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. My name is Craig Goldberg. Welcome to the show. Hope everybody's enjoying their Tuesdays. Tuesdays, just in life in general, Tuesdays. Jacob Walsh joining me. Ryan Dole's going to be with us in just a few minutes. Abigail is off tonight. A little scheduling conflict.
Abby quit. Ryan was fired.
It's just us now. And I'm thinking about firing myself. It's going to be Jacob.
I'm selling the show to Geek Dad.
Every week, he's going to be like, hi, I'm Jacob Walsh. Happy birthday to me. What's up, everybody? Like I said, Ryan will be here in just a few. And Jacob, are you fully recovered from Comic-Con? How you doing?
Nope. I can't sleep.
You can't sleep. I don't want to call anybody. I don't want to call anybody out, but somebody who I know that we know that was at Comic-Con, unfortunately, got a little, what was Baby Billy call it? The COVIDs. Got a little of the COVIDs. Yeah.
Who got COVID?
Well, I can't expose them.
Why?
Because that's medical. That's like private information. I'll tell you
come
off
on,
the
everybody's gotten COVID.
Everybody's got. I'll tell you, I'll text you, and then you'll go, okay. Oh, and then our listeners right. won't know, and then it's going to be a whole thing.
All right.
Shouldn't have said anything.
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't
it's
you.
It's not Abby or Ryan.
No, it's not one of the people on this show, but anyways.
Okay.
But everybody's fine is what I'm saying. So,
sure.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. We'll say hi to the chat in just a few. Man, you know, Jake, you saw this Ninja Turtles movie today. People in the chat are already talking about it. I haven't seen it yet. How was it? Spoiler-free review.
Spoiler-free review. It's awesome. It's really fun. It's funny. It looks really good. It's great. Everybody did a great job.
Damn.
No complaints.
No complaints.
Couple complaints, but no like real complaints. You know?
Right. Well,
it was great.
No,
it was fun.
Very few movies are perfect. I mean, you got to nitpick a little bit. That's part of what we do.
There's some nitpicks.
Hey, look at this. Simon, 2 a.m. in the UK. He's awake to finally watch it live.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you for being here. We appreciate
it. Awesome,
dude. So we will we'll be getting into some stuff tonight. We're going to talk about HasLabs. We're going to talk about crowdfunds. We got some pickups. We still have to show off our pickups. I think that's what we should do is just start showing off all the shit we got.
I have 100 pickups to show off in front of me.
Oops, all
and that's
pickups.
Barely an exaggeration.
Well, let's
I have
do
a
this
lot of stuff.
Let's go ahead and do some plugs. We'll say hi to the chat. We'll get started, and then Ryan will join us here in a bit. But we thank you guys for being here. We do Toy Anxiety Live every Tuesday night. If you're not subscribed to the channel here, make sure that you are subscribing. Hit the subscribe button. Turn on those bell notifications so you know every time we put up new content. Including some live sad comments. Thank you to Lawrence, who's in the chat. I posted one of them as a YouTube short today. So I'm telling you, that was the best part of Comic-Con, was watching you do sad comments in front of a crowd. I feel like it was like you were born to do it.
It was my favorite part as well. It was very fun. I felt the energy I feel like I turned into a real man in that moment.
Finally. It was like having a bar mitzvah. I think. My parents didn't send me to Hebrew school. They gave me nothing. but now I have a toy show. A little tease for next week. Got a bone to pick with somebody in the toy community. And,
finally we get to start that beef.
Finally, we'll do a little beef.
Very excited for beef.
But I'm not going to say anything till next week. I want everybody here. I want all hands on deck.
Everybody needs to be here. Because honestly, like I know we all joke around, but it's something serious we need to talk about.
It is serious, and I cannot wait. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. Should we go ahead and say hello to the chat?
Sure.
There's a lot of people here. By the way, we appreciate we're doing this a half hour earlier than normal. This will not be the norm. We'll be back to regular schedule next week.
So. We got shit to do. That's what we're doing.
We got shit going. Y'all, like, without giving too much away or anything, we have so much going on that
it's confusing how much confusing. We have going on. Yeah,
I feel like we need to go on Baby Billy's Bible Bonkers and sort it
out. Ooh!
Bible Bonkers all day. Been listening to that. Let's go ahead and say hi to the chat. Derek Hoover's here, BC DeLorean, who had a lot. I don't want to bum everybody out. We all know that Paul Rubens passed away yesterday. Rest in peace, Pee Wee Herman. BC DeLorean had a really great series of Instagram stories of all of his Pee Wee collectibles. He's got the bike signed by Pee Wee Herman. Just really amazing stuff. I know that hit a lot of people really hard. Hit me a little harder than I think I even expected. I mean, what a cultural icon. So tonight we'll celebrate Pee Wee by having fun and never growing up, right? That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Boba Waves here, Dora Laxon, Stephen Lawrence, Joseph Parrish, Daniel Quay, Nolan Silver K. Lawrence is here. Hello again, Derek. McFly Toys, Simon, hello. Brianna is here. Matt Curley, Tony Taponi. I like that name, Tony Taponi. Skylar Davis is here. Very cool. Robert, Justin Nicolosi, Definitive Toys, Jason Smith, Against Al 78, Johnny Cock, Neil Hill, McFly Toys, Jeff White, Toy Geekosaurus, so on and so on. Thank you guys for being here early. Brad Jackson, how are you? Yes, instead of Kaiju Race, his giveaway should be decided with Bible Bonkers. I agree. We won't go into detail, but I think for what it's worth, Righteous Gemstones season 3 was about as perfect of a season of television as I've ever seen.
It's worried me for season 4, honestly. It was so good that I kind of wish that was it, because yeah, they're not going to top it. It was a good season.
We could do a little interlude. Read an interview with Danny McBride, and he basically was like, and this doesn't give any spoilers, go watch it, but he was basically saying, I hate when shows just always get you on the hook for the next season. We're just getting started with Gemstones. We have a lot of stories to tell, but I wanted to have a complete beginning, middle, and end of the season and feel some closure. Which they that did. It was amazing. So yeah. So no spoilers. Okay, so let's go ahead. We both got our packages in the mail that we sent to ourselves. Shout out to the Courtyard Marriott for helping us out. I like that hotel. Like, you know, a little rough around the edges.
It was okay.
Rough. Hey, what's with these people when they're in the hot tub all day and then like new people come out and they don't get?
I liked last year's hotel better.
There's an unwritten rule of hot tubs. When new people come out and they're looking at the hot tub, old people have to remove themselves. And
get well, the hell especially out of the way. Especially when the old people only have their feet in and they're all the way around the hot tub just with their feet in. They're not even in the fucking hot tub.
They're not even consuming the full body of the hot tub. But anyway,
last year's hot tub pool situation was much better.
Right, right.
That's all I'm going to say.
There you go. Okay. So we bought a bunch of shit at Comic-Con. We sent it to ourselves. Getting a package from yourself is pretty cool. So that stuff arrived today. Do you want to start us off?
I can.
All right.
I got a lot of stuff here. Well, I'll show off first something really quick that I think you maybe showed off a week or two ago. I don't know, just because we got this sent from a listener, but I want to make sure I show mine. I got my Dancing Slimer. Was this Matt from Bush. Matt Bush?
Yep.
Matt Bush sent us a pair of Dancing Slimers. This is bigger than I thought it was going to be. I was expecting it to be like half the size, just a little babe, but this is cool. I like this
a lot.
That's
a great piece. That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you, Matt Bush.
Thank you, Matt Bush.
But Matt Bush isn't done yet. There's one other thing Matt Bush sent, and I showed off one of these a couple weeks ago. And he sent me another one of these little Lady Milk Godzillas where he's dressed like a woman wearing a little dress. Looks like this one's got a boombox.
That's cute.
Little pink dress, Boombox Godzilla. He sent this as well. Thank you. This is awesome.
That's awesome.
I love this a lot.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and before you keep going, I got a package from a listener as well who said he wanted to be the new Matt Bush, which is a tall order.
That's a tall. All right. Well, I'm looking for. I got Sam, Frodo, and Gollum of the Knickerbocker Lord of the Rings toys, but I'm looking for the rest of them. So,
gotcha.
Step it up, new Matt Bush.
This was from Chad Stewart. So we appreciate you sending this out. So he sent. Ryan's not even here to get pissed off about it, which is hilarious. But an on card Flintstone Kids Dino figure.
Whoa!
Yeah. Which,
look at the colors on that.
My Flintstone Kids collection started last year when friend of the podcast Jess sent sent the playset with all the figures, which was amazing. And now it continues because I've never seen them like a toy show or a vintage shop.
Yeah.
So we got an on-card Dino, and then I didn't open all of them, but he sent a set of four of these Hanna-Barbera Flintstone Kids glasses,
which fancy, the fancy wear.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna put these put these in the cupboard until the high class guests come over.
Those
ghost
corps
comes over for dinner.
That's for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, we'll wait till the Reitmans come over for lunch, and we'll say we brought out our fanciest dinnerware. These look like they were never used. Oh, I was trying to figure out where these are from. 1986. Look at that. Pizza Hut. There's a Pizza Hut logo on that.
Oh, cool.
Right there. Pizza so, Hut. Yeah, thank you for that. There's a set of four. I'm going to do my best to not break this.
Please don't.
We always appreciate when listeners send stuff. So, thank you very much.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, go for it, man. What else we got?
I got something I'm going to show off that's not a toy, but I'm really excited about it. So, I kind of just want to show it off. And we this might have been our last day. I don't know. What day did we go to that mall? And we were in that weird store where Abby got her Calico Critters. Was that so our last day in California?
That was like 2 hours before we went to the airport. Yeah. It was the store was called Geppetto's at one of the like Mission Valley malls. Yeah,
it's like a weird kind of educational, just like weird store. Stuff. Like toys for kids and just random games and spy gear and stuff, which I kind of wanted all the spy gear.
You could do so many good spies on people.
So many spies. But anyway, they had these things in there that I thought were really cool, and I didn't buy it there. But when I got home, I ordered a couple because I was like, hey, this is cool, and I'm intrigued by this. But it's this it's like a miniature set. It's like a do-it-yourself. I'll try to zoom in so you can see. It's like a garden.
Okay.
It's a 1/24 scale garden. So that fits like three inch figures would fit in this.
Right.
But it's just like a little square of a garden and you put it together. Everything's in here. And then you just have this little miniature. And I thought it was really cool and cute. And I was like, oh, I'm going to put some of my actual toys in there. Maybe some of my hobbits. And
that's what I was thinking,
And maybe put it like on my bookshelf in between books. They actually, the same brand sells specific like book nooks that are kind of the shape of a book to go on your bookshelf. But I ended up ordering two of these. I ordered this one and a bookstore. The bookstore hasn't come in yet, but I just thought it was cool. I don't know if it's really a toy or not, but it seems fun. This seems fun to me. I can't wait to let it sit around for 6 months before I ever open it and put it together.
Yeah. That's how we do it.
Hal, what are you doing?
Hal, we need you to put this thing together.
No, I'm going to put it together. I'm excited. I'm going to do it this weekend.
By the way, there's people filing in. We did start a little bit early today, so thank you. Jake and I are doing a little bit of showing off some pickups before Ryan joins us here in a few. Go for it, man. What else?
Keep going? All right. Yeah. So I found this thing at, Comic-Con, and I'm going to be honest. I don't know 100%. I've seen this around in my my Godzilla travels and just searching the internet. I have seen this. I don't exactly know what the crossover is. It has it on here, but I do not. There's some sort of like cute cartoon with like hamsters.
Okay.
and they have crossed over with Godzilla, so it's a hamster in a Godzilla costume.
Obviously.
And they had these in different colors, but I just saw this and I was like, oh, that's something I like what I'm looking at. So I picked this up at just like one of those random sellers at Comic-Con. Thought it was cool.
Very cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Do you want me to keep?
How do you want to do this?
Well, let me bring Ryan in because he's here, and then I'll show. Oh, is Ryan
here?
Stuff.
I have something I couldn't show off until Ryan got here. Anyway.
Okay. Hey, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, good. What's going on,
dude? We're live.
What's up, dude? You got rehired.
Yeah, we heard that you quit or something.
Yeah, I quit the show, but yeah. I came back.
He's back.
I'm back. I said I'll only come back if Abby's gone.
There we
go. Get that girl off the show.
Yeah.
Abby will be back next week. No worries, everybody.
She will be. We love her.
Ryan, how's your day going?
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Busy?
Yeah, just busy. Work busy. You know, that's all.
Yeah. Nothing, that's fine.
Nothing special. Sorry, I'm boring. Just work. Love my job.
Dude, this is like a fun, like...
Dude, what are you... Hold on. Did you say you love your job?
I do love my job.
Oh, that's pretty cool to know somebody who loves their job. I like that. That I like nice. That a lot. Good for you, dude.
Hey,
you really figured it out. You really figured life out.
However, I'm still always like, I bet you this would be an even cooler job. I deserve to do that. I should try for that. That's what...
You know what I'm going to say about tonight's a little bit of a different kind of episode, starting a little early, a little bit more relaxed. Abby's off. Ryan's here, you know, not late, actually early, but late since we started at 9.
It's 9:18.
But guess what? That means that we are exactly at the halfway point to the 2024 Jeffries.
Oh shit!
So we
that just stressed me out.
You
just stressed me out so bad.
We
have so much stuff to film.
Yeah, we got a lot. Okay, so Ryan, do you have any show pickups this week?
Nope, I'm good. I got nothing. I'll have stuff tomorrow, which doesn't help at all.
That's very respectful of you to have no pickups tonight, since me and Craig have so many.
Well, that's why I did all mine last week.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so let me show off. I think this was the first thing that I bought at Comic-Con. I wanted to make sure that I bought something vintage this year, not just a bunch of, you know, exclusives and buying stuff from all the companies. Like, I love all those companies, but I wanted to get something vintage. So this is not what I would have been able to predict that I would have bought, but I did walk away with a sealed Kenner Jurassic Park Evil Raiders Strike Cycle.
Should have been mine.
Hey, hold up. Wait. You're telling me Jacob Walsh does not have one of these?
I don't know. Do you have one of these?
No, I don't. I don't have that.
Okay. So here's the other problem I have. So now Craig has one of these. Jacob doesn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Flintstone Kids playset. Jacob and I don't have one of those either. Why do you keep collecting stuff that's not in your wheelhouse, in your lane? Help Jake and I out.
But Craig has that. You have that print that you'll never put up of the original art.
I do. I went at Toylana, the artist who did all the art for these was there, and I have a print of this signed by him. So my thought was I could put them all on display together, but more than likely, I'm just going to open this and set it up at some point.
Just be careful with that box. It's old.
Yeah, it's an old, fragile box. But yeah, I have a little Kenner Jurassic Park collection. It's one of my 2024 goals is to start taking dinosaurs a little bit more seriously than I have in the past.
I think everybody should. Also, I like this hashtag, Thunderhouse. Hashtag stay in your lane, Craig.
That could be a shirt.
That's a cool toy, and the Evil Raiders are a little. I mean, I don't know about the cycle, but those Evil Raiders figures are a little more expensive than.
Hey, does it come with the guy line. Or no? It's just the cycle,
dude.
I don't know, dude.
Figures always sold separately back in the 90s. Are you kidding me?
Unless his name is Firing Capture Claw, I don't think it comes with it.
It's not.
You know what, Jacob? I think I might actually have like a Lucy, just nothing with it. Evil Raider back at my parents' place. So next time I go back at Christmas, I'm going to see if I can find it, and I'm just going to send it to you.
I have a couple of the Raiders loose, but none of that stuff complete. None of that. I really focused really, really heavy on, like, Wave 1 and 2, Kenner, Jurassic Park. There's still a good bit of that line that I don't have, but I pick it up when I see it because it's all great. Ryan,
you
I
need
appreciate
it.
That.
I think I that's got to be it. That's got to be also Jacob. Jacob needs to take Dinosaur Raiders way more seriously in 2024.
I think he did. He takes them pretty seriously.
I take it.
Jacob, do you want to keep going? Since you,
yeah,
I think you've
going.
Got more than me, so
I'll keep going. Let's do it. I got this little weird guy from Jess. I don't know what he came from, but
he's cute though.
He's from the Super Bowl, so that's your first sports.
He's a little fat man. This is not the Super Bowl dancing sharks. This is. Don't do that. Don't.
Don't I remember that. From like
don't put that
ago.
On me. This is a little shark man from some
from the Super Bowl
company.
Halftime show.
It is that's not.
A... Speaking of Super Bowl,
his cracks hanging out. He's not wearing clothes.
If you guys want to see a bunch of insane people, go to the GB fans message boards where everybody's arguing over whether or not there's going to be a Super Bowl trailer for the new movie. Like, stop talking. Who cares?
When is that?
February.
February.
All right, I got something. I got a Super 7 while we were there. I got the ultimate, the Godzilla Ultimate exclusive. Now, I have the first wave of Godzilla Ultimates on pre-order. I do not have them yet. They are starting to show up. So this is the first like Godzilla Ultimate that I have in hand. Let me grab them here. I already
opened. That's Kyle's origin story, Godzilla.
Yeah, but here we go. I got him right here. This is a cool figure. It is weird. It's weird to have a Godzilla figure that's so articulated because most Godzilla figures have like 4 points of articulation. Right. So the fact that this has so much, it like gives it a different kind of feel. Like this feels like an action figure. It does have his tail is like heavier than the rest of his body, and you get this. But when he's displayed, he's resting on his tail, so that doesn't really matter. It's also kind of he's got an interchangeable head, that's which awesome. I don't. It is awesome, but I don't understand why it's easier to give him an interchangeable head than just hinge his jaw. But I like this a lot. I really like this figure. This has got me excited about getting. The first wave of Ultimates. I like this Godzilla. I also, just like Kyle, really loved this comic when I was a kid. And I remember how shocking it was to me that he was like covered in blood. So I like that. You put blood on anything, I'm into it. This is a cool figure. I like this guy.
I think Super 7 should re-release this figure. Mm-hmm. But it should be cake frosting around his mouth. And it can be the happy birthday, Jacob. Godzilla exclusive.
We need that. He did also come, like Kyle said, he came with the Art Adams figure.
That's
which
so
we
awesome.
Which we talked to Art Adams at the show, and he was like asking us. He was like, hey, how's super that Godzilla nice figure doing? And I'm like, well, good, I guess.
Great.
I
he's great.
I don't
we
work
just talked
for Super
him.
7. I was like, I bought one.
Hey, here's a question from Thunderhouse Design. I know the answer, but hey, Jake. Did you get that Jason Edmondson Eyes Without a Face new Jaws trio or the giant timed Bruce print?
Yeah, of course I did. I got all those things.
I literally got every one of those things.
I got every one of those things that you just mentioned. I actually ended up ordering the Bruce because when I saw he was offering it online and at the show, I just ordered it online so that way I didn't have to carry it or get it back home because it's really, really large. And on preview night when the doors open, Jason Edmondson's booth is the first place we went because I wanted to make sure I got the eyes. So yeah, I got them.
For those, by the way, we're about to hit 9:30, so we're probably going to get an influx of new viewers.
People are going to be like, what?
We did start early tonight, one night only. But that's okay. I can show something off.
Yeah, I only got three more things. So
okay, cool. So I did make my way to the McFarlane booth on the last day of Comic-Con, which good for McFarlane because they had a long line all weekend, a lot of interest in all the exclusives and everything they had going on there. So these three things are not technically Comic-Con exclusives, but this was the first time you could buy them in person. And since I'm collecting these lines, or this line, I had to pick these up.
So
now I do want to say that my wonderful wife and my wonderful co-host made fun of me all day for buying these, but I don't care. But so maybe they had a reason for, on at least one of them. So the first one is the gold label DC Multiverse Bank Robber Joker.
Which that's going in the bedroom.
That's going, okay.
Not if he wants Abby to keep sleeping in there.
Abby acts like she hates on the Joker when you guys are around, but I know for a fact she's a huge Arthur Fleck fan.
Yeah. And I do believe Abby has been busted multiple times for having Blacklight Joker posters in her Calico Critter Corner.
Absolutely.
I know she's not here to defend
herself.
Well,
she likes Harley Quinn, which is worse. So,
yeah, Bank Robber Joker right there. It does have the alternate Heath Ledger head.
Mm-hmm.
Next. I'll show off the cool one first, and then the nails not as good. One. We've got the gold label Bane with the coat, the long jacket, pea coat, whatever you call that thing.
Bane's the cool one,
and a long.
You know, most
jacket.
People like.
Nope. I don't
Bane.
Think so. Yeah, Bane? Maybe not this Bane. I think
yeah,
that
like
movie
Nightfall Bane.
Yeah, Bane when he's cool, not this dumb Bane.
Like Bane when he's in the Batman animated series is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that Bane crab face McGee cries when cries at the end instead of like, you know, doing something
you mean,
cool like
you mean reduced
people?
To a henchman and just shot on a whim by Catwoman on the Batcycle Bane? That's the Bane.
You know what? That's the same thing. It's fine. Stop it. Listen. And here's the other thing. The Batman and Robin Bane is cooler than this Bane because at least that Bane does like the Venom thing and like bulks up. And he's like, sure, he gets, sir, I know Bane's supposed to be smart. And he's sitting there going, bomb, but he's still wearing the wrestling mask. He's still getting jacked. If he's going to be a henchman, I'd prefer Batman and
Craig's
Robin
getting
Bane.
So, Craig's like, cool, just trying to show off a fucking toy, you piece of shit.
Spent $25.
He's just holding it like a like just like a crazy
I wanted
person
to address
for
a question.
Brian to shut up.
Jason Grahosky, yes, it is a soft goods coat, and it is glorious.
What else you get, Greg?
Oh, this thought, one, if you thought
they,
that was
the
cool.
Next one's the cool one, right? This is the cool one.
This is the the Sonar Vision Joker.
For Jacob. Actually, I think this was the coolest one.
This is stupid, but I had to get it. It's gold label.
That's what makes it fun.
It looks like Force Ghost Joker. This does not look so. This looks like
shouldn't it have people's phone numbers on it? Like, isn't that what? It had in Dark Knight where he'd look in sonar and it would look like just a blue version of the opening of the Matrix.
Yeah, this looks like Obi-Wan Joker is what this looks like. Welcome everybody who's just joining us. Yes, we started a little early tonight, one time only, but no worries, we're here.
This Joker likes powdered donuts.
Joe P, I like this. I love the guy who actually gets figures, gets the ribbing. Yeah.
We all get figures. No. What does that
Craig
mean?
Craig gets figures.
What does Craig gets figures mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Anyways, I do have all the other Dark Knight McFarlanes, and I'm going to get the six-piece or
how,
six
how
pack.
Many? Do you know how many there are total? Like, if you had to guess, how many of those are there total?
I mean, seven so far. Not a lot. I like when you like, if I had to guess, there was one wave and then these three.
I didn't know you were like, well, I got them all so far. And I'm like, oh, in my head, I was like instantly like, oh, I bet it looks cool when they're all together. And you're like, there's seven.
They all fall down all the time. It never looks cool. It never looks cool.
Anyways, hey, we got a super chat. Let's acknowledge it.
Johnny Cock. I believe he's from Canada, right? Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, he is from Canada.
Happy birthday, Mr. Jacob Walsh. I pulled the trigger on Mondo Sakura Blossom Space Godzilla, and then 2 days later, I paid Toku Toy Town a visit and grabbed some Marasans. You're a bad influence.
Cool. Yeah.
Thank you for the super chat.
Spend all your money here and at Toku Toy Town.
I just got mad because I he made it sound like Toku Toy Town was a place we could actually go.
We could go to Toku Toy Town?
It's an actual town. It's like Funkoville at Comic-Con. When we were walking through Funkoville, Abby goes, this is actually like a really nice little municipality.
How do you run for mayor of Funkoville?
Well, I think I don't know. Anyways, we love Mondo. And I think we're about to talk about some Mondo. Are we not?
Yeah. Let's do it. Speaking of the Cherry Blossom Space Godzilla, I got a Cherry Blossom Space Godzilla. This is the box. And here he is. This was, it was a online only Comic-Con exclusive. I don't quite get that when they're like, it's a Comic-Con exclusive, but it's sold online to anybody who wants it. So, but this was, one of the things Mondo, they also sold Cherry Blossom Rodan, which I also bought, but it has not shipped yet. I was surprised how quick this thing shipped. So yeah, this is the Cherry Blossom Space Godzilla. And it is the first colorway of the Space Godzilla that I have so far. Also, this is a figure, whoever was telling me I don't buy figures. This thing's beautiful. I love it.
Who says you?
He like, called my things cake toppers. What? Who is he?
Cake toppers.
He's Jake's showing off cake toppers. Craig's showing off real figures.
That Godzilla, that ultimate figure. Godzilla has articulation. So just want to. I've never seen a cake topper with articulation.
But I've seen articulation
queens out there.
No, but they should. Johnny Cox said his Space Godzilla is at customs right now, and that's just a funny sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, the government's held holding up onto it. Oh, hey, Kevin's this in is, the tattoo. Hi,
but this is beautiful. Right? Hey, listen to me. This is cool. This is a beautiful toy, and I like that they've been doing, they put out the same figure like 5 or 6 times in different colorways. It's like a Sifubi thing, and this is the Cherry Blossom variant, which I also own a couple of the other ones, but this is a beautiful toy. And Space Godzilla doesn't get enough. There's not a lot of Space Godzilla Sifubi out there, which is crazy because it's one of the best designed figure or best designed kaiju, I think. So yeah.
That's awesome. Cool as shit. Cool. I like that.
We love the Mondo guys. I was talking to Peter today. I think they're going to be out at, I'm so jealous. Everybody's going to PowerCon. I want to go to PowerCon.
Yeah, I want to go to PowerCon.
That's what I'm saying. I want to go to PowerCon.
Maybe yeah, next. I want to go.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year. Jacob, do you have anything else?
Yeah, I got two more.
Go for it.
I did also a Mondo Comic-Con exclusive, and I got to thank Peter for this one. But they did one more colorway of the Biollante, and it's just this like straight up translucent green glitter sparkle. I know he doesn't look very translucent here, but you can kind of see through her. That sounded gross. But yeah, thanks
you guys
so much
heard
for
the
Mondo
conversation
guys
we were having before we started.
It was really bad.
It was bad.
Thanks so much to Peter and the crew for giving me this guy. He's great, and I was gonna get it anyway, but this thing's amazing. And I now have 3 of these Biollantes, 3 different colors. I love this thing. It's great.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Hey, I like this comment from Craig, not Craig. That's a great name for first of all, this is a great name. Morning from the UK.
Morning.
Morning. The McFarlane Dark Knight figures are pretty cool, but we'd love to see McFarlane do Christopher Reeve line of Superman figures, including Nuclear Man and Zod. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do a Phantom Zone Comic-Con exclusive.
But the box is a triangle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all like...
And then you flip it the other way and they're still like screaming.
And they're like...
It's lenticular.
Oh, see?
Come on, Todd. Hire the Dole. He knows what's going on.
But anyway, so anything else, Jacob?
Yeah, I got one more thing.
Go for it.
Also from Mondo, let me grab it here.
He's nice and posed, but let me see.
Yep, use both hands. Be careful.
We know where both this hands. Is going.
Got to be brethren. Careful. Also from Mondo, I could not buy this.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
I got this Magneto, and I was so happy to open this up today. Pose him. He comes with a different hand. This is literally magnetic. He's got a magnet in his hand, so you can like put metal things in it. This is awesome. This is the first like Marvel thing I've bought from Mondo, and now I'm kind of annoyed that I have to like
get
buy
them all.
Some more of these. Yeah, I want to go back and get the Wolverine, not the Dolverine, but the Wolverine where he's in a suit. You have to pick that up now. This thing's beautiful. So Mondo's killing it, dude.
Mondo is killing. Hey, I want to go to the chat because there's some interesting talk going on. This is my Design Horror Channel. Does anyone know when Mondo's Megan figure is coming out? So the one they showed off at Comic-Con, it was just the prototype, but I think sometime in the next, 6 months, it'll be available. And it's really cool. If you're a fan of Megan.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Check that out. Impressive Magneto. Absolutely. This is what I wanted to get to from BC DeLorean. No Spielberg figure. Should we address this?
Yeah. Yeah, that figure sucks. we did try to get it. But that booth is a little hard to get into, and the times that we did get into it, it was already sold out for the day. And then I didn't feel like it was worth ordering. You could order it. But I didn't feel like, I was just like, if it's here, I'll pick it up, but I'm not gonna spend my time ordering this thing. So none of us ended up with so much time there last year. They should have. Yeah. That's
funny. I've got one more thing. I did mention last week that I had gotten it. But I finally have it. So let's take a look. I have not opened. I have a brown box.
What is this?
Ooh.
What is it? This is from Jada Toys. I think we all know what it is, but I was going to.
I don't at all. I can't even guess. I'm going to assume it's Fast and Furious car.
Yep, I got Dominic Toretto's homestead.
How cool is that, though? I actually want that. It makes me mad how badly I want it.
There was a funny moment at Comic-Con when Jess was we were looking at the Toretto home, and Jess goes, "Oh, look, there's a little grill in the back." And I went, Jess, do you watch Fast and the Furious? She goes, no. And I was like, so you're just commenting on the grill. Grilling out with your Fast and the Furious family is a very important piece of the puzzle of that franchise.
It's part of the culture.
It really is.
It is.
All right. So here we go. Dun, 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 not Mega Man. It is Evil Ryu. Ryu. Pick the way you want to say it. Everybody there
however
was saying,
you say it right.
Everybody there was saying Ryu, and I was just like, I guess I say Ryu now because I've always said Ryu. So this is the Jada Toys Evil
Ryu.
Yeah. Well, you
like
don't know
Ryan.
Ryan, like Ryu. So I will open this. This is the third figure to hit the regular Ryu and the what's the other one? The Fei Long figure are both out. I had to secure Ryan's on an online order. So Ryan, yours is coming.
Yeah,
but
no worries.
It was only a single transaction and I was by myself. I made the trek Sunday morning by myself. I quite literally took a bus alone through the city all the way to Comic-Con, waited in line for 2 hours.
You earned that.
Then I had to get another line and then I got yelled at. Anybody who has a sign that says end of line, they're going to yell at you. It's just what they do. And then everybody goes, they like, yo, you got to loop around. We're not open. And line management stuff. But I was able to get the Ryu figure and super excited about what Jada Toys is doing. And it's just awesome. It's sold out every day at the con. So they're definitely making a big old splash.
That's super cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyways, Marcelo says, hey guys, great to see you both at Comic-Con next year, the whole crew. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, Marcelo. I'll go.
I enjoyed it. We saw him at the Hasbro breakfast. We had a great little chat.
Yeah, because he's a Hasbro designer.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Oh, well, yeah. He lives out here in Vancouver. He's one of my boys. Yeah. He actually had to he messaged Tyler and I one day. This was like 2020. And he was like, guys, I have to leave this chat. I'm not allowed to collect toys anymore. I have too many. He left the chat.
I'm done.
He quit us. He quit, and then I still see him at the next toy show.
I was just
calling him out, Ryan.
Calling him out. But
maybe he
him.
Had personal reasons he needed to leave that chat. Leave them.
Yeah,
out.
I think it was probably because we kept going, hey, check this out. We should all buy one. And then he buys three.
No, it was all good. We should say we acknowledged this last week, but we saw a lot of great people. We made new friends and we saw old friends, and it was really cool.
By the way, Jacob, Marcelo designed the Sentinel.
Oh, cool.
He sells prints of the blueprints of said Sentinel, I think.
That's awesome.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Marcelo. If that's how it went, if you still do those, or if you ever did, and I'm totally just like blowing smoke out of my ass.
Ryan's probably just making shit up.
It's just making things up as I go. But I know he does for like other stuff. He'll have like blueprints there. So
I've seen Night of the Sentinel a couple times.
Yeah. Oh, I like that episode. That's the first one.
Hey, Fincher Technologies got cart jacked and sold out in less than 2 minutes for IU, was available again for pre-orders and got it. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it people were excited about, you know, Jada Toys, their display was simple but really effective because it's really the Street Fighter figures are really colorful, the Mega Man figures are really bright and awesome, and yeah, I'm excited about Jada. I really am.
Yep. So. Oh, Marcelo also designed the mini puffs, the blind bag ones.
Oh, those are amazing.
That's him too. Sorry, I'm just gonna, just because you guys.
Do you want to get him on the show, and me and Craig can just go away, and you can just like.
Yeah, sure, I can go fuck right off and open my Bane figure. Dude, I'm gonna get that cupboard from Indy into the cupboard and put my Bane in it, and then I'll have a real Bane to hang out with. We'll talk about how we're like born in the darkness or whatever.
And then he'll be like, "What's that line where he'll be like, who hosts Toy Anxiety?" And Craig will be like, only me.
Yeah.
And then he'll snap your neck.
Yeah.
No.
Jake and I show up.
I hate that I even know. I hate this movie. I'm saying.
I wish I would have known Jake the day he saw Dark Knight Rises. We would have gotten to a fucking argument.
It was in, dude, it wasn't that long ago because it was in my, Facebook memories, me getting out of the movie and complaining about how much I hated it.
There's a prison in a more ancient part of the world. Michael Caine. Okay. Hey, let's talk about our discussion topic tonight because we're already 45 minutes in.
What do we have one?
Oh, we have one.
What the fuck? You should start sending that to your co-host before.
Dude, it's literally on YouTube. It's on the Instagram.
It's not my job to check the thumbnail before. Don't give me a...
Wait, what are we
giving
away? An Ecto-1?
What?
Wait, what?
Ryan, you say like 8 of the craziest things I've ever heard every day. No, we're you know, with the Cat Slayer funding and the HasLab Ghost funding, I thought it'd be fun to discuss. Hey, we just had two really successful crowdfunds.
Yeah. And what do one we think... very unsuccessful crowdfund.
Yes. One, let's see. Remember that time that Dilophosaurus just like got up in Dennis Nedry's grill and spit all over him? That is what the Jurassic Park collecting community just did to Mattel Creations.
Oh,
like it sounds like a good thing, but it's not.
Yeah, Ryan's like, I'm turned on.
Yeah, like, where are you going with this? Because last time I got spit on.
No, I just think I think that there's a lot of potential for really exciting crowdfunding campaigns, but I kind of want to get into some discussion on what we think those could be and what we'd like to see from the different companies. But first of all, let's actually check in on the ones that did just fund.
Sure.
So we've got the Ghost here, which is at 9,303 backers. So it passed the 8,000 target in just a couple days. 36 days to
get
go.
Any of the extra figures though.
Well, we're definitely in that.
It's 36 days. I mean, we still got a month, so maybe
I was going to say it's got a whole month.
It's got a month, and Ahsoka starts in a couple weeks, which will help, I think. Will it?
I hope.
I don't know. So
it's like what, it comes 3 weeks from. It's like, dude, yeah. It's like the end of the month. It's going to have to like. I hope the show's so good that in like the last week of this, everyone just like, I got to buy 7.
I gotta get a couple ghosts. So the first unlockable tier, 11,000 is gonna be Ezra Bridger. So we're still about 1,500 away.
What was it? Buy two, flip the ship.
Buy two, flip the ship. That was last week's slogan. And then we talked about this a lot. We won't go too far into it, but 14,000 and then 17,000 for their. My prediction is we get Ezra and it's gonna be down to the wire on Kanan. That's my prediction. So we'll see.
All right. Well, if it comes down to that, let's do one of our live countdowns.
Oh, you know, the Rancor countdown show was one of the more popular earlier live streams.
It was so good that other channels copy that now whenever there's like the last day of a crowdfund, which is great, by the way, which is amazing. And I'm happy everyone does that.
By the way, I meant to say hi to Kevin from Toying Around. He's in the chat. We're trying to figure out a date where we can all invade. He's making the mistake of inviting the entire Toy Anxiety crew onto his show, which is basically like telling the Foot Clan that they can have all you can eat, you know, snacks and sodas at the 7-Eleven. Like it's gonna get crazy.
at the 7-Eleven,
I don't know. So I sent a text to Kyle, our new friend Kyle from Super 7. And congratulated him.
Mm-hmm.
They hit the 3,000 goal. They unlocked the early bird. So everybody's going to get the key. What is it? The key to Thundera?
The key to the castle.
The key to the castle. And
you
got to
wear that note. I'm telling you right now, folks, if you bought this, you got the early bird, you're single, you wear that key around your neck. You won't
put it on a chain.
Be like, whoa, look at him.
It unlocks the Thundercat.
He must be rich.
Well, it's like seeing somebody with their keys, like, and they have like a Mercedes keychain, and you're like, oh. So it's like you see a guy or a girl or any human being wearing the key, the Cat Slayer key around their neck. They're basically telling you, I've got a Cat Slayer at home.
Come check it out. Yeah.
Come over.
Which means I have a pretty big house.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
also,
almonds and it grows.
And let's just face it, if you're wearing that key around your neck and you got that Cat Slayer at your house, you got another two things at your house, a mom and dad.
That's right.
Don't worry, my roommates are out of town for the weekend.
Oh, I got so many I'm not going to say them.
I know. I'm biting my lips so hard. So anyways, Orion, just what do you think made this so successful right off the bat?
It's awesome. That's the number one thing that comes to my mind. It's for the size of it everything you get with it. The key is like an added bonus for sure.
Right.
That's
right,
what makes it such an early bird bonus, which is so great. But I think for how much was this?
650, right?
650, considering the size and everything it comes with, right? Like, that's a hell of a deal.
4 inches on that key.
Whew. That's a good 4 inches.
You got a whole 4 inches. Yeah, it's pretty wide, though. It's really wide. It's a girthy key.
It's not the size of the key. It's the.
You're still going to need both hands for that 4-inch key.
God damn it. Moving right along. Moving right along. Okay, the next. Look at this. This thing is so amazing. We talked about it a lot. So yeah, still some time. I think almost 6 weeks or something to keep back in your Cat Slayer and hopefully get that second unlock, which is the lab. Just really, really cool stuff. Excited for Super 7. I think it opens this. Why don't we start here? One of the things that is being asked a lot, Kyle and the Super 7 team, is like, hey, you did this incredible Snake Mountain. you did this amazing Cat Slayer. Will there be a Technodrome? For some reason, everyone's like, Technodrome's next. That's not where my head was, but...
Where was your head?
I wanted to take a nap. I wasn't even thinking about a Technodrome.
Okay. So you weren't thinking.
I wasn't thinking about that, but they didn't say no. It sounds like something that would be on the table. So, like, Jacob, I'll start with you. You know, you have some of the Super 7 Turtles.
Yeah, I have some, but I specifically, when it came to Super 7 Turtles, I cannot be any kind of completist with any Turtles at this point. I've had to scale back on my turtle buying because I know there's more coming that I'm going to want. So I'm just going to have to pick and choose. But I mean, if they do a Technodrome, you know, like a Cat Slayer, it's amazing. It's very impressive. But I have zero interest in Thundercats. I never have.
Right.
Except for the 5 minutes where I was standing in front of it and I was looking at some of the other creatures. I think they're the villains. And I was like, well, hold on. These guys look cool. And I think, Craig, you were like, no. You were like, stop.
Stop.
Jake stays in his lane.
But Ninja Turtles I really love. And you know, if there's a giant Technodrome, I would definitely be interested to see what the specifics are. I mean,
right.
Somebody's gonna do, like, at this point it feels like NECA and Super 7 are both like right at the cusp of a Technodrome.
Right.
Both of them. They're both gonna do one.
Are just like giggling about it, like, let's both make one and have everyone spend their money. It'll be
They're both gonna do one, and then Playmates is gonna re-release the original, and we're gonna have three tech. Listen, 2024 is the year of the Technodrome.
Retro
Cabal, he asked something else. It was the super chat. With Super 7, how much would the OG Cat Slayer be now? I mean, the original one is, thank you for the super chat, the original one's always been an expensive, hard to put together playset. But I don't know value on it.
Because LJN made it, first of all. So you got to find one that works.
So what we're looking at right now is obviously the original Playmates Technodrome. I actually am lucky enough. I own this. It's great because it's a vehicle. It's a playset. It's big. If they did a Technodrome on the scale of like the Cat Slayer, I mean, to me, it wouldn't make sense for NECA and Super 7 to do that. But like, even if you're just collecting the NECA figures and you don't have the Super 7 figures or vice versa, getting the Technodrome sounds like something all the Turtle fans would. I feel like it would back so quickly, even if it was $600 or $700.
I think so too.
Yeah, I agree. I still think they're going to do one more thing before a Technodrome,
which is
the mutant module.
Okay.
Cause it's a cool vehicle and it would go with the party wagon. Something for your Bebops and your Rocksteadies.
Yeah. Bebops and your Boop Boops and your Rocksteadies. Let's I mean, it's going to take a while. It's going to take probably year and a half for, you know, production to happen on the Cat Slayer and get those out to everybody. So maybe, I don't know, 2025, 2026, start thinking about a Technodrome or like a large scale turtle. I think the Turtles community is there and willing to back a project. Like, whether it's,
oh, they NECA, got money. That is a, that is,
I don't know, I don't know about that, but they've that got, a, they'll well, spend I mean, money. I don't know. If they got money.
Well, that's what I mean. They are like Star Wars fans in that way. Right. Like they are more than happy to put out a mortgage to get the toys they need.
Yeah, they'll go into debt. Who cares?
We all will. We're all doing it.
Money is not real.
It's really not. It's a made-up thing.
Yeah.
There'll be more.
That should go on the next NECA box. Money isn't real, Jacob Walsh.
Money isn't real, therefore NECA Ultimates are now $47.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't matter. Okay, so I wanted to talk about Marvel a little bit. We know that they teased some sort of Avengers HasLab seemingly a couple months back. Hasbro's going to let the Star Wars HasLab run its course, and it seems like maybe PulseCon in September we could see an announcement possibly about a new Marvel HasLab. Now, Jake, we're at the Marvel panel. They showed some teases, and I remember, I don't know if it was at the booth or whatever, but I think Dwight from the Marvel team or somebody was saying what this team has cooked up for you guys. Not us, but just the Marvel Legends collectors.
No, right. Like us specifically. Like
is going to blow everybody away. Right. Like you won't even see it coming.
God. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Danger room with a full mansion.
But is it Avengers specific?
It is Avengers, so that's why I'm like.
That makes me not know. Like, what are we fucking getting? Avengers Tower? Like, I don't know. And it's hard for me also. Like, I've said this before, but it's getting to the point where like, I feel like the bigger and more impressive the HasLabs are, the like quicker they fund. People are so like, whoa, I can't believe they're making something this big. And because of that, you're going from, you know, Sentinel to Galactus to Cat's Lair. It's like everything's bigger and bigger and bigger. I just wonder what it's going to be. It's going to be something Avengers.
Yeah. I mean, everyone kind of has that thought like a Quinjet, but is that, I don't know if that's,
I don't think it's going to be a Quinjet.
Right.
It could be a Quinjet just depending on how they do it. Like, does it seat six? Does it seat a whole team? Because like that could be pretty.
Like it's a really big, yeah.
Like, because that would be amazing. Like, if it does all that, and it, like, let's say they make it light up, because they do that with the Sentinel and Galactus. So I'm just like, maybe?
Because
that would be, I don't know. I think if a Quinjet done right, you know, I think that would be pretty awesome.
Matt Bush says, $9.99 super chat. America dollars, conversion calculator against Johnny Cock. Not that Canadian dollars are real either. I don't know. Retro Cabal is referencing a Shardimus Prime interview with Dan Young that maybe wasn't. I don't know. I haven't seen. I can't comment on it. I'll go watch it, but I don't know what happened there. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, are we thinking vehicle playset? Like, I'm just trying to think out of the box.
Like,
I mean,
Avengers Mansion would be pretty wild.
Right, but what is that even like? I was thinking
with a
like,
Jarvis, right?
Yeah, like I was thinking, do something.
It like wouldn't this. Be MCU, would it? Oh, I would love no. that. Oh my god!
But if you did like a Daily Bugle playset to go with all the retro Spider-Man,
comes with Eddie Brandt, Robbie Robertson.
Yeah, all those people I know.
Comes with Eddie Brock in his like cities. Oh, could you imagine, Craig?
This looks like the Universal Studios Spider-Man.
Yes, ride. Right. And have the lobby look like the one from the park.
Yeah. No, they're not making a Islands of Adventure Spider-Man.
Yes, they are.
They are. And it comes with Spider-Man, the musical from Universal. From that Spider-Man does rock and roll covers. I want Spider-Man.
And also, they're going to do the same thing the ride does, where all the villains in the like line and on the art for the ride are going to look 100% different than they do when you actually get on the ride.
No, so this is how it would go, Jake. They would look one way on the box. Yes. When you open the box,
you open it up. They're different versions.
That would be amazing. I'm with Jacob on this. Marvel.
Well,
I know.
I guess
listening.
We'll wait and see.
So.
Well, somebody in the chat, I lost it, but somebody in the chat said they thought it was going to be a giant man. And I, like, that's possible, but I also wonder if they're going to go for a third, like, humanoid HasLab.
How about this?
You're probably going to pull up the same one I'm about to. That
go
I'm
for
at.
It, because I like it.
Thunderhausen?
Yep.
Yeah, let's. Thunderhausen, unless the Secret Wars version of Doom was a hint, and they are going to make the Secret Wars Tower of Doom. That to me is a holy shit HasLab for sure. Yeah, good call, Thunderhausen. You're good.
And if they did a whole line of like, have they done retro style Secret Wars figures with like the packaging?
Not the packaging. No. But they did the, they might now with the,
I don't think they've done retro style though ones, have they?
No, not retro style. No. They should. They should come with little lenticular shields of their alter egos. It would be great.
Right.
That's amazing. Like, that thing's amazing.
If they did something like this, I mean, and then, I mean, there is a Secret Wars movie in development. There's some synergy there.
I wonder though, for a HasLab, if so, like, this would be amazing. And, you know, I think a lot of people would love it, whether they were aware of the old toy or not. But I wonder if with something like a HasLab, that's so much money and it's so much risk, if they need to keep it on something a little more basic and a little more widely, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Some people would be like, what is the Tower of Doom? Whereas, like, everybody knows what a Sentinel is or Galactus. Right, right. So I don't know. That's just off the top of my head.
I mean, I think what happened with the car was unfortunate with the Punisher. Not Punisher, sorry.
Punisher? Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. Yeah. Ghost Rider. Somebody said Punisher van in the chat with the Engine of Vengeance. I think, like, it was impressive, but, like, it turned out to be a little bit more niche than what people like. I think they need something that's going to get all the Marvel Legends collectors to go, yep, day one, buying that.
I know Alice and Troy is kind of doing like a little poo-poo on this, saying it wasn't that big. But if you take a look at that Captain America and you do this in 6-inch scale and right. you add in all these like Kirby, Jack Kirby style details.
Right.
And you add in the extras as you do with new updated Snake Mountains and Eternias and all that stuff. I think this is bang on.
Or they could just go. They could just go full on kaiju and do a Fin Fang Foom.
Yeah.
Skyler says he thinks it's gonna be X-Men 97 related, which would be. I mean, the Star Wars model is to do a HasLab that is kind of based on.
I mean, if that's the case, it's a Danger Room. But if they said Avengers specific, it's not right. gonna be that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would love a Danger because all they have to do is release.
I'd rather have a Danger Room than a grid. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather have a Danger Room than the jet.
Well, it's X-Men, right? Give me, absolutely. And then if you do it right, like if you do the, because you could have it where it's just like a holodeck, right? Where it's just the grid, and you got the Xavier's viewing room.
Yeah.
So you can have that. You have the viewing room light up, so you can always see Xavier. But then you have parts where you just clip on like a forest, like an Ewok village.
It could also have all the different things that the X-Men are, you know, all the different weapons or whatever. And it could even have figures that are like hologram villains, you know, that they're fighting because they're not real. Also, God, who just said this? Somebody in the chat just said Master Mold. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Well, Flash, they kind of did the Master Mold head. They do it the Master Mold head with the Sentinel.
Right. But I mean, the Master Mold that's so big that Sentinels are coming out of it. It's like...
Well, if that's the point, you might as well just make a costume of yourself for yourself. Be Master Mold. And just like...
Hey, that sounds like a Jeffries video. Ryan Dole is Master Mold. You're like Mold. Pooping out Sentinels.
Yeah, like, no, I just Marvel. Have to stir up heels up and I'm just giving birth to Sentinels.
That's interesting, like new Marvel Legends wave where it's like they're role play items, but they go with your figures. Like you become part of the part of it.
Oh, that's role play item.
No, but I'm saying that if like Hasbro put out a Stay Puft costume that was part of the Plasma series,
that's the
like,
Stay Puft. You're the Stay Puft.
Look, Mom, I'm part of the Plasma series now. She's taking
they finally did a ghost. That's nice, son.
So speaking of doing a ghost, I put this on the thumbnail because it's something that always comes up and we got to talk about it because I think it's about time. All right. Are we ever going to get?
No.
Just no. No. Time out.
No.
Time out. You don't even know what I was going to say.
If the question is an Ecto-1, the answer is just no.
I knew exactly how it was going to go.
In scale with a figure? No.
No.
All right, hold on. We got a super chat to acknowledge here. Hold on. Ryan, did you see the new X-Men 97 Sentinels?
I did. I haven't grabbed any yet. I am a poor right now, thanks to San Diego Comic-Con reveals and pre-orders. So, but I will, if I see them in the store or later on, hopefully they don't sell out too soon. Then yeah, I want to grab a couple because they had them on display with the actual like six inch Marvel Legends. And to me, they looked like they were close to scale as the Sentinels were in the arcade game. So I do want a couple of them just to put with my Konami.
Are you gonna get the little 3-inch X-Men 97 figures? Because they scale
Legends or die.
Okay,
but yeah, but I do want like, but I probably still buy those figures.
You're still gonna get a problem. Them, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, I have a problem. Yeah, I see X-Men. I just go, oh, I'm gonna buy that. Okay.
Yeah.
That I so, just do. Here I am. Here I am.
here we go. Well, let's talk about it for a second. By the way, there's a lot of people watching. We appreciate you being here. If you missed the first couple minutes, you can always go back and watch on the channel. We do ask that you like this video,
please,
that you're watching. And you know, subscribe to the channel. Bell. It's good. It's good stuff.
I hate that I said that.
Ring it, dude.
I don't like that I said it.
Ring that bell. All right, so let's talk about this. There was almost a 6-inch scale Ecto-1 back in 2011, something like that. 2012. Mattel tried to crowdfund one. It went the way of the gate. it's in you know, crowdfund heaven with Cookie Monster and the Jurassic Park gates and the Engine of Vengeance
and Rancor and Reeves lightsaber and
WCW. It gets sad when you list them all out. It gets really sad.
Dude, Michael Buffer's announcing the entrance. The every time a HasLab fails,
they come down the WCW
WCW ramp in heaven.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get ready to Cookie Monster. Okay, so Ecto-1, why is it never going to happen? I don't think it'll ever happen either, and I think if they did it, it would be too expensive and wouldn't fund, even though there's...
You just explained it. Too expensive and it just wouldn't fund.
Because the fan base hates spending money. They thought the Proton Pack HasLab was too expensive.
Because the world's not fair, that's why. It's been tried. I feel like, you know, they tried it and it failed. And then even though it was different, Eagle Moss tried a big one and that failed. Well, because Eagle Moss failed.
The company went out of business, but okay.
Went out of business. I don't know. It almost seems like cursed, doesn't it? It's like every time I know there are a few large scale Ectos out there, but, you know, it's weird that they did the Plasma Series and then the Plasma Series Ecto is like, like less than half the size that it should be. It's just weird. I mean I get it. It's expensive to make that stuff, but
right. Well, there's rumors of Entertainment Earth said that there's some sort of Ghostbusters drop coming from Hasbro on either August 9th or August 10th. I do not believe it will be any kind of HasLab. I still think it's way too early for new figures from and toys from the movie. So Jake, do you have like a educated guess?
I would guess that it's not something movie related, but like you just said, we've talked about this a couple times off air. I think the only option is if they keep going with the classic stuff, just because I just don't see them releasing any of the new toys. This, you know, the movie's not coming out till March,
right? Yeah,
right.
Ryan, what do you think?
I think it's the whole first wave for the new movie. No, I would love that, but it's not. I with Jake, it probably is just those stupid retros where you can just go to a garage sale and get the same damn toy. Like if they really want to like get my money and have me excited about retro Ghostbusters, do what they're doing over at Star Wars Land, right? Get those Episode One retro figures. Give us new ghosts and Ghostbuster variations that we never saw before. give us new shit, give us the lines we never got that got canceled.
This is right? What I want. I want a baby Oscar doll.
Oh, that's what I want. That would be fun.
Okay, go buy any baby doll and
no, I want name one that Oscar. I want one where like if you shake it, its face turns to Vigo's face.
Ooh.
I don't know why it's a hey, here's a question, Ryan, because I've been meaning to ask you this for 2 weeks. Did they really announce episode one retros at that panel?
They did, yes.
That's awesome. Did they announce what
Darth Maul?
Okay.
Padme.
Okay.
Jar Jar.
Oh, Obi-Wan, awesome.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
And Anakin, right?
Nope, no Anakin. Right?
The whole movie's about Anakin.
The whole movie's about Anakin, but they won't do it because he's a Hutt Slayer. Okay. Right? So, like, what
he's
do you
He's only a Hutt Slayer for the first 5 minutes, though.
You know what, though? They should really just call
You're telling me they don't... Anakin. Like, that's what I was about to say. Oh, wait, maybe they're going to do a pod... Maybe they're gonna put out his pod racer, and he'll come with the pod racer,
like a vintage,
like a vintage style pod racer.
That would be amazing.
There's no way they're not gonna put out an Anakin. So he must. Maybe it's gonna be a 2-pack or.
They'll make Shmi before they make Anakin. At this point, I swear to God, this is another one of those conspiracy theories of like, you know, these guys they can't do it because he's a. He's a slave.
Okay. Well, I'm glad they're doing Phantom Menace figures. I think that's pretty awesome, guys.
Here we go. Pipeline reveal. Sorry, give me 2 seconds.
That's a pipeline reveal.
Baby shaking. That's so funny.
I can't say.
Oh, and a battle droid. The battle droid is the sixth one.
Okay, Roger.
Battle droid. Okay.
Roger.
I'll buy some of those.
That's fun.
So yeah, as far I would not be surprised if it is a Kenner Classic release. I also wouldn't be surprised. Remember they did the Ghost Popper? What if they re-released the Kenner Ghost Trap? Like I think that'd be cool.
Oh, I would actually really like that because I want one of those and they're expensive.
I don't know what the garage sales are like up in Saskatchewan or
Oh, you
Vancouver.
Can find Ghost Traps up here too. Just go to the local hospice and you'll be like, "Oh, here we go, Ghost Trap, $10. I can get another like broken tie Egon for $2. And
I mean, you can find them really cheap if you don't care if they're broken to shit.
Handle's usually broken.
Yeah, the handle's either broken or the hose is just gone and it's the trap. But
yeah,
I think they should put out more ectoplasm.
Yeah,
just like don't change the can, just put it back out.
I like that new ooze container though for the turtles.
Yeah, that stuff's cool.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I think it's safe to say there will be another Ghostbusters HasLab. My gut tells me, as much as I would like an Ecto-1 or like an updated like a new like
the pack
deluxe firehouse.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, but
the
I think
it did too good.
The pack did really well, I think.
Yeah, role play is the way to go.
It's going
to
be a role play item. It's probably going to be
a
trap.
Be the PKE meter. Oh,
PKE
yeah.
PKE meter. Trap. RTV trap.
I feel like with something, if you're going to HasLab it, I feel like you could do the trap and the PKE meter as one.
That like, would be awesome.
You know what I mean? Because I mean, I don't remember how much was the pack?
400?
Was it like 400 450? Or something? Yeah. I feel like a trap and a PKE meter together are worth like what a pack is. I feel like you could do one and get two things. I don't know.
That would be awesome if it came in like a cool case, like a
I
agree.
The Maddie ones were kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that. I think it's just probably going to be a role play type thing. I just think with Ghostbusters, that's probably. The biggest reason is that the Mattel stuff is so expensive now. The aftermarket on that trap and that PK meter.
Yeah.
And
it kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's not great.
Sorry. With trap with a pedal? No, the pedal will be a tier.
You're probably right.
Yeah. I would hope not, but.
Number one, tier one, the hose. Tier two, the pedal. Tier
listen, you know all the tiers are just going to be slime to hang off, plastic slime to hang off it.
That's your
marshmallow mess.
Don't make a marshmallow mess all over my trap, y'all. So yeah, I mean, August 10th's right around the corner, so we'll be talking about it on Toy Anxiety soon enough.
Yeah.
All right. So Ryan, do you have anything else before we get on to like the end of the show?
No, I think I'm good.
I think I'm doing well.
I think I'm doing good. My superpower is coming tomorrow. That's exciting.
Ooh, yeah. I made a big vintage purchase related to superpowers that'll be
you
in.
You did. This but week. When does yours come in?
I think this weekend.
Wow. So you guys are going to have some good stuff for next week then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So should I buy some superpowers before next week?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you should. I agree. At the very least, get Superman.
I'm not going to do it.
Again, I said this earlier. I'm going to have a bone to pick with maybe another toy tuber next week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get these guys have been hearing me talk about it.
It's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty ridiculous. What? So I don't even want to get it. It's going to,
I don't even want to get into it either. Right, I just about quit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you can stay tuned for that next week. And obviously you can follow us on all of our channels. Sorry we started early tonight, but we are glad you guys, ended up getting a really nice crowd hanging out with us. So yeah, we appreciate it.
That. Yeah. Thank you for being here and hanging out.
I like talking about these predictions and prospecting on what these HasLabs could be.
We need prospector hats.
Yeah, we do.
I say here, I reckon we're going to get ourselves an Ecto-1 HasLab.
Go on down there and sift through that mud.
I got my template here. I just found myself.
Dude, I used to play Yukon Trail on the computer. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you set up a little gold thing and go
to. We should do that as a patron where people can play as us in the Oregon Trail. And you have to get from Atlanta to San Diego.
Let me also say this. Next week, Abby will be here. Extreme Toy Anxiety will also be here. So we thank you guys for bearing with us as we all recover. Jacob, do we have any sec?
We got super chat. Do the super chat first.
Super chat.
Retro boat. What is that?
Oh, no. Well, no. You're talking about the beef. Yeah. I think people are thinking it might be.
Well, you just never know. You never know.
I don't even know who Retro Bone is.
What's the sad comment situation tonight?
I got three, and they're all from the same place.
Where's yours from?
They're all from Collect Jurassic's Instagram.
Okay. I have one. Actually, I got like a couple of them, but they're long, so I will just read one. And this one is from the Star Wars The Vintage Collection Facebook group.
They did an interview with the brand team.
Wow.
So did we. Hey, you know, I thanked them and no one emailed me back. I sent a nice thank you note.
You should have sent them a thank you letter. Like, you know, when people attend weddings and they give you a little like thank you card, you should have sent one, like just a card.
Oh, like happy Eminem's birthday. Biggest fan, Stan. You should write him a letter.
I would. I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to send one to Ryan Ting tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Ryan Ting. You made some really cool shit. You're making Chris Star and you're making a 90s Peter Parker, and I really appreciate you. Thank you.
The noise that the crowd made when the Chris Star was announced. It's epic. All right. So the first one from Collect Jurassic's Twitter, you said?
It's from their Instagram.
The post, or is this from comments?
No, they made a post. So Collect Jurassic made a post about the failure of the fundraiser.
Right.
And 380 people left sad comments about it. And half of the sad comments are like, oh, I really wanted this. Right. It sucks. And the other half are like from the three I'm going to read.
All right, here we go. First sad comment. If you're new to the segment, we scour the internet for the latest commentary on toys and action figures from the voices that don't have a voice. So we give them one. Here we go.
Coming at you.
Wait, is it what happened?
Okay, I kind of hear it. Deserved to fail. JP collectors are not small. Mattel's value for the money was. No one was risking $250 for gates and a regurgitated vehicle. Those who did, kudos to you. And I wish I had your day job.
Wait, I like how he says risking, like there's some sort of bet involved. Like there's a chance you could spend $250 and not and get nothing. All right, Jake, do one more and then we'll go to Ryan and we'll end with you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We got another sad comment. Jurassic Park. A crowdfund 65 million years in the making. Here we go.
I collect Jurassic Park, Jurassic World stuff, but I wouldn't fork out that amount for a gate and a T-Rex. That's taking the piss. They're profiteering off of the backs of collectors, hoping they'd spend their hard-earned cash on so-called limited edition toys. There's an old saying, a fool is easily parted with his money. No toy is worth that amount.
Okay.
Wait, that's funny to me because he says no toy is worth the amount of $250. I feel like it's pretty standard at this point to be buying like $250. Like, this Magneto was $200 and something.
I'm literally waiting on a fucking Jabba's dais with fat Bib Fortuna, who was in 4 seconds of a TV show, is $260.
That guy would flip out if he knew how much I paid for this stupid Cloverfield toy right here.
Don't show the cats
back there. Don't let him. Don't let him know how much you paid for them cake toppers.
I spent so much money on these cake toppers as of late. I do declare.
Why did I do that?
I baked a cake with mama.
I say now here, this cake topper.
I just have some advice for that guy. Don't ever look up Safubi if you think $250. Yeah. That's cheap for a fucking Safubi.
Yeah. I'll put Gates on a cake. All right, Ryan, you're up.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, Star Wars Vintage Collection Facebook group. 8D8 needs elbows. So when this figure was first shown off, there were concerns because it looked like it didn't have articulation. But then when we heard it was just a prototype, so fine. They were working on it, right? But multiple Q&As at SDCC, it has been confirmed that 8D8 has essentially the same articulation as a 5POA K2SO, but with ankles. I think this is a huge mistake. 8D8 has exactly one function in the movie. That is to bend his elbows to work on his smelter device. That is the only thing he has to do, and his figure will not be able to do that because it doesn't have elbows.
I can think of a couple would be other, nice too,
but he absolutely needs elbows. They worked articulation into IG-11. Jesus. I really think they should find a way to do the same for 8D8.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
It's his favorite. 8D8's his favorite.
I just have never.
How did we go from knees to elbows?
Man, we're going to be at heads and shoulders soon. All right. That was amazing. Thank you, Ryan. One more, and then we're going to call it a night. Go for it. Also from Collect Jurassic.
Collect Jurassic.
All right. Here we go. Bring it home. John Hammond.
I think you're misappointing about something important, son. To be honest, this was disappointing from the very beginning. Only the buck was the only worth. Nobody wanted Tim, Lex, neither of those dino signals. We wanted those green parasaurs from the first movie, the ones that appear with the two brachios. We wanted a set of Eddie Carr and his mobile command center. That's why this project failed, and that's why this project deserves this. I hope Mattel reconsiders this as a lesson about how to create and sell good, attractive projects. And sell it to us on decent prices.
Wow. I'll tell you what I'm not disappointed in. That's sad comment.
I like how he's like, so disappointing. And then he, I hope Mattel reconsiders this as a lesson.
What does that mean?
I like when he's like, I'll tell you, you know, he's like one of those people who has very specific wants and it like attributes them to the entire group.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you what we've been wanting. We want John Hammond sick in bed for the beginning of the Lost World. We've been wanting that for a while.
Nobody wants Eddie Carr. Nobody cares about Eddie. Unless the only way I want an Eddie Carr figure is if he has like split apart action. Cause you know, that's the guy, the two
right.
Rexes like wishbone.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they do that, I want it. Otherwise, I don't think that's what people are looking for in a crowdfund. Eddie Carr figure.
Not at all. I'll tell you what we want.
An Ewok village though.
You know what we've been wanting from Jurassic Park is that scene with the webcam that shows the guy down by the dock telling him that they need to hurry up and get over there.
Oh, dude, that was American Pie.
Yeah, that's what we want.
That's what we want. I want American Pie Ultimates.
Hey, this was
I can
fun,
get you
guys.
A pie.
I want TS
before and after. I can get you the pie.
TS. Yeah,
I want singing T. No, TS. That's a wait.
That's Mall Rats.
TS Gwent.
She's fucking dead.
Brody Bruce. Judy Dyer in a fucking swimming pool.
You know what, though? If they did reaction Mallrats,
yeah,
I would be all over that with a fold out for the fold out mall.
Well, that would be cool. Stan Lee's in my fucking mall. Love
Mallrats.
Just
pumpkin bombed the shit out of the place.
All right, guys, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for being here with us. As I mentioned, next week, stay tuned for A, Abigail Gardner. The return. Mm-hmm. B, the return. Extreme Toy Anxiety. Patreon exclusive. If you want to get on Patreon, go to patreon.com/yeshavesome. Get in on a 5-year archive of audio bonus material, not to mention access to the YHS Discord. It's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of random stuff on there.
Dude, it's
treasure trove. I was going through it the other day because I was looking for something that I thought was in the Patreon, but it ended up just being on the regular show. Mm. But it like, you know, there was like a couple years where we were just doing, you know, there's like movie reviews on there. And then there's a bunch of random like Stephen King episodes that I did.
Yeah.
I was looking for that. I was looking for that village, the village episode I did.
Oh yeah.
It was the anniversary of the village, but that's on regular. Yeah. It's a regular episode.
Oh no, Davey said we missed his super chat. I don't see it.
Uh oh, hold on.
There it is. If Craig beat up Tucker, I'd subscribe for. Okay. See, I was getting tricked into reading super chat.
You should probably have read that before just throwing it.
He
up
paid.
There.
Yeah, but he paid, so it doesn't matter what it says. You got to read it.
Oh, don't say that.
It's true.
I'll be like, yeah. Next week, we'll be like, all right, guys, we got another super chat.
Oh,
I am a sphincter. Hey, listen, next week, the toy beef begins.
Yep.
All right.
I cannot wait.
Fucking God, me either.
I'm getting shirts made.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So stay tuned for that. For Ryan Dole, Jacob Walsh, my name is Craig Goldberg. And for Abigail Gardner, we will see you next week. Don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Hit those bell notifications. And have a great week in toys. We hope you buy something real nice for yourself.
Yeah, don't forget. Yeah, yeah.
Bye, everybody.
What?
Just fun voices that Ryan's
yeah.
doing.
Prospects.
Yeah, prospects.
Oh, fun. You're doing your prospects.
This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?